Good morning. Justice and peace. One cannot exist without the other, and the call of love governs them both. We live in a world, and we pray in a church, that both are in need of the guidance of the Spirit in living the commandment to love God with our whole heart and to love each other as we love God, as the way to peace and justice. Jesus' response to the Pharisees is wise in what is said and in what is left unsaid. He tells those asking why he would sit down with those judged as unworthy that he has done so precisely because they are sinners, that those at the table, including his disciples, are not the righteous, but are those in need of repentance. As the Pharisees absorbed this answer, they must have reflected on their own relationship with Jesus, on the fact that he has also spent time with them and sat at table with them. Could it be that they too are sinners? That they too are in need of healing? That those whom Jesus invites to the table are those he came to serve and to love and to save? Must have caught them up short, thinking that their judgment of the taxpayers was just, to know that they too were sinners. They too needed healing. Could it also have been comforting to them if they allowed themselves to see that what Jesus offered them and the tax collectors and the disciples and all sinners is an unconditional love and forgiveness that leads to peace? Judging is something we all do, often without realizing it. We judge others and we judge ourselves, often most harshly. We make up stories in our heads about other people almost instantaneously, especially if they are different from us in any of the many ways it is possible to be different. When I first came to Oregon 40 years ago this February, I came from Montclair, New Jersey. That's right, I'm a Jersey girl. And I really sounded like it then. Over the years, my accent has diminished, but it can come back at a moment's notice. When people met me back then, they'd ask where I was from, and I told them. And some responded, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Sorry, I thought. It's the Garden State. What's to be sorry about? They had made some assumptions. We all make assumptions. We do this often out of fear. Fear of fully knowing others. Fear of being fully known by others. Because we believe that if others knew of our brokenness and our inadequacy, they might see us as less worthy. And so how are we to follow Jesus' invitation to love unconditionally? In the words of Marianne Williamson, in every moment we must make a decision to open our hearts and send love, withholding judgment and freeing ourselves from fear. There is a feeling of inner peace that comes from a total relinquishment of judgment. We don't feel the need to change others, and we don't feel the need to be different from our authentic selves. We are all worthy. We are all bound together through our connection with the eternal, with the unconditional love of God. When we acknowledge that in each other, we have found the path to healing and peace. But what of justice? What are we to do when faced with what we know to be wrong, with oppression and exploitation and corruption? What are we to do when we come face to face with the knowledge that people, organizations, institutions that we hold dear, that we have faith in, that we love, have faltered, have failed to be good stewards, have broken the promise of love and fidelity and compassion? Are we still to open our hearts and withhold judgment? To recognize our connection of love? Yes. But that is not all we are called to do. We are called to seek the truth in love and to hold ourselves and others accountable in love. This is a very hard thing to do, to act out of love, when anger and judgment is often our first response to injustice. But it does not lessen our resolve to seek the truth, to do so out of love. It does not lessen our effectiveness to do everything in our power to help those who are victims when we do so out of love. And there is much we can do in love. We can advocate, we can protest, we can support, we can give of our time and our treasure and our talent to right wrongs and speak the truth. Otherwise, all would be lost. If we walk away from love, if we act from anger and fear and self-righteousness, we are walking away from the only path to justice and peace, the path that goes through love. This is not an easy path. In fact, it asks of us the highest measure of our faith, the faith that our salvation and that of the world is grounded in love. How much easier would it be to walk away in anger from people and institutions that have betrayed their sacred trust, to walk away from a friend who has deceived us, a spouse or partner that has been unfaithful, a church that struggles to protect the most vulnerable? How much harder is it to open our hearts, to look clearly at what is good and what is not in what we have come to love, to look at it all directly in the eye and see the truth of what is still good, still salvageable, still grounded in love, and the truth of what is broken and betrayed and painful. The hard ground of this path is what we are called to walk together in our lives. This is the imperative, to work relentlessly in love, to repair what has been broken for ourselves and for others in love. This is the call of eternal love. This is the call of justice. And this is the only path to peace. Teilhard de Chardin continues to give me hope with these words of his. Someday, after mastering the winds, the waves, the tides, and gravity, we shall harness for God the energies of love. And then, for the second time in the history of the world, we will have discovered fire. I am praying for you and for your intentions in love.